Gyananjana Sarataya Yatsura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. 1 minute, please.
Okay. 马尔说等一分钟呢，我先把前面的这个地方讲了。百昆台之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年3月29日，星期五。我们今天又非常的荣幸的能够聆听到我们敬爱的卡维 Chandra Maharaj 我们讲述博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shah Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha. Which verse again?
9:24.
Okay. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 24.
今天阅读《博家梵歌》第九章第二十四十节。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.Chapter 9, verse 24. Aham mi sarva jagyanam bhokta cha pravar eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvenatas chaivanti te. Aham mi sarva jagyanam bhokta cha pravar eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvenatas chaivanti te. Aham mi sarva jagyanamBhokta cha prabhar eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatven atas jaivanti te. Okay, we'll go to the words. Aham.
对字 aham.
I.
我
He.
He.
Surely.
肯定
Sarva.
Sarva.
Of all.
所有的
Yagyanam.
Yagyanam.
Sacrifices.
祭祀
Bhokta.
Bhokta.
The enjoyer.
讲授者。
cha
cha
and
和
prabhu
prabhu
the lord
主人
eva
eva
also
也
cha
cha
and
和
na
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 who
who
do
but
但是
mom
Mom,
me,
我
Abhijananti,
Abhijananti,
they know,
他们知道
Tathvena,
Tathvena,
in reality,
真正的
Therefore,
Adha,
Shaivanti,
Shaivanti,
fall down,
堕落
They.
They.
Translation. I am the only enjoyer and the master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down.
译文：我是唯一的享受者，是所有献祭的主人。因此，不认识我真正的超然性的人，必会堕落下来。
Purport.By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Here is clearly stated that there are many types of yajna performances recommended in the Vedic literature, but actually all of them are meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yajna means Vishnu. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one should only work for satisfying yajna or Vishnu.The perfectional form of human civilization, known as Varnashram Dharma, is specifically meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says in this verse, I am the Supreme Master. Less intelligent persons, however, without knowing this fact, worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence and do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however,anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, he had better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result.
要旨由 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供，这里清楚地指出了伟达经典中所推荐的种种 yagya 真正的目的是在于满足至尊主。Yagya 指的是 Vishnu。国家梵歌第三章有明确的断言，人的工作只因为满足 Yagya 即 Vishnu， 人类文明的完美形式四灵性阶段及四社会阶层制度 Varnashram Dharma 是特别为着使 Vishnu 满意的。因此 Krishna 在这节诗中说，我是所有献祭的享受者，因为我是至高无上的主人。然而智力不够的人不知道这个事实，为着一些短暂的利益竞相崇拜半神人，所以他们要掉到物质存在中来，是得不到所欲求的生命目标。就算是有些物质的欲望，也最好向至尊主祈求，虽然这不是纯粹的奉献，他也会因此而得到想要的结果。
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, the main theme of the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's the supreme transcendence.
那在《Bhagavad Gita》里面最主要的这个主题呢，就是Krishna 所讲述的主要的超然的概念。
In the previous verse, Krishna is saying, "Those who worship other gods." They really mean to worship Krishna, but they're doing it in the wrong way. They want to worship the Supreme Lord, but they don't, they're misled. They don't know who that is.
在前面这个世界里面呢 ，Krishna 就讲到了，说那些去崇拜半神人的那些人呢，他们其实内心真正想要去崇拜的是至尊主，但是呢，他的这个做法错了。
So Krishna gives positive and negative statements throughout the Bhagavad Gita.
所以说呢，在整个的《国家梵歌》里面 ，Krishna 他给了我们 正面的和负面的两方面的说法。
So here he's saying if we don't recognize his true transcendental nature, those people fall down. They'll take birth again and again in the material world.
那么这里面就讲到了，如果要是不能够认识 Krishna 的超然本性的人，那么就会再次坠落，并且呢一次又一次的重新的置身于这个物质世界中来。
He has another negative statement in chapter 9, also verse 3. Ashadadana purusha dharmas yasya parantapa prapyamam nivartamichu samsara vartmani. That those who do not have complete faith in me, they fall down.
在博迦梵歌的第九章的第三十节里面呢 Krishna 他也用了这个负面的这种形式来陈述那些不忠心从事奉献服务与我的人呢他们就会从心他又用这种积极的口吻来告诉了我们说那些了解我的超然出生和活动的超然本性的人他就不会再堕落到这个物质世界那么我的这个超然本性呢和这个物质世界是没有任何关系的
Sometimes devotees ask what happens to a devotee who does this wrong thing who does this or does that we should be thinking what happens to a devotee who does the right thing
有的时候呢我们奉献者就会问一个问题就是当奉献者他如果是做了错事我们要是做错了这个做错了那个以后会得到一个什么样的结果呢其实我们应该想的是奉献者如果是做对了的事情的话会怎么样
What happens to a devotee who has complete faith in Krishna? What happens to a devotee who recognizes Krishna's true transcendental nature?
那么如果要是一个奉献者他对 Krishna 有全然的信心而且呢他如果要是能够认识 Krishna 的完全的超然本性的话会发生什么事情呢
Krishna says they attained my nature, they attained my abode, they never have to take birth again. There's so many things like that. So we want to think, we want to be looking, you know, for the positive. So we meditate on that and not just trying to avoid the negative, because then we meditate on the negative.
那 Krishna 呢，他就反复强调了，那些认识我的超然本性的人，就会达到我的本性，并且来到我的居所。所以呢，这些都是非常积极的方面。所以我们应该不要让自己总是去想那些负面的东西而应该让自己去想着这些积极的结果是什么
So Krishna is very kind I just heard a nice way of saying it you know people would say God is great he's all powerful you know that's true
那 Krishna 呢他是非常仁慈的我刚刚听到了一个很好的一种这个陈述的方法。那么人们总是会说神他是万能的，他是无所不行的。那这确实是事实。
But the main thing is all good. Krishna is completely good.
但是最主要的一方面呢 ，Krishna 他是至善的。
He will never misuse his power, you know. For
就是说呢，他从来都不会去。乱用他的能量，他的力量。
He is a supreme loving person.
他是至尊的爱人。
In whatever kind of relationship someone is looking for, Krishna is the supreme. Whether it's just to worship him or, you know, to serve him or, you know, to be friends with him or all the five basic ways are to be like even have.When a devotee is very, very advanced, they're not asking Krishna for anything. They're not going to the temple to say, Krishna, give me this, give me that. They want to serve him. They want to be like his mother, or be his father, or be, you know, something like that.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是至善，他是至善的。那么他呢，和人之间有各种各样的这种好的这种交流。比如说呢，想要去。想要去服务他呀，或者说是想要去和他有一些互动啊、交流啊。那么，作为那些真正的特别的精进的人呢，他就不会再去向 Krishna 祈求任何的东西，他只是想要去服务 Krishna， 他只是想要成为 Krishna 的朋友，成为他的父母双亲，就是以这样的这种方式去和他进行交流。
And then he's so kind that he comes to earth and reveals all these different pastimes and brings all his devotees and shows all these different loving relationships so to attract us to, you know, want to be with him.
那么 Krishna 他非常的仁善，因为呢，他来到了这个物质世界，并且带着他的同游一起来到这个物质世界，向我们展示了他各种各样的充满了爱的逍遥时光。这样的话就能吸引我们，让我们也想要回到他的身边去。
Now, at least in America, one of the most prominent disease-causing things is called loneliness. People feel like they're lonely.
那在美国现在就有一个大肆蔓延的一个疾病在搅扰着很多人。那么这个病呢就被称为叫孤独症。
I feel like I don't have any friends, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me.
那大家会讲会有这种感觉，就是我没有任何的朋友，没有人爱我，没有人关怀我。
And in the material world, that may be basically a fact, you know.
那在物质世界里面，可能确实就是这么一个事实。
And many people, their main relationships now are with machines, you know. Job is they're working with a computer all day long, or, you know.
大部分的人，他们跟他们维持着关系的那件东西呢，其实就是机器。很多人都一整天的要在电脑面前工作。
But Krishna can be he's your best friend. He can be your best lover. He can be your best anything.
但是 Krishna 呢，他可以成为你的最好的朋友，是你的最好的爱人，他可以成为你最好的一切。
And when we have an understanding that.About Krishna like that, and that Krishna is in everyone's heart, then we can have good relationships with other living entities also.
而且，如果我们要是对 Krishna 有这样的一个理解，并且知道 Krishna 在每一个人的心中的时候，我们也就可以延展开来的和所有的人都有一个非常好的关系了。
Like we have stories of the very, very advanced devotees who can tame a wild animal, you know, make it, Lord Chaitanya made the tigers and elephants and everybody dance and chant Hare Krishna.
有时候我们就听到这样的故事，就是非常的精进高深的奉献者，他们甚至于可以去驯化凶猛的野生动物，比如像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他就可以让像老虎这样的猛兽去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Or, you know, we have the perfect example of Srila Prabhupada going to America where, you know, everybody is very sinful, everybody is, so many crazy things are going on. But he never felt afraid at all. He, you know, he felt like everybody's my friend.
那我们还有一个非常完美的例子，就是他来到，就是Srila Prabhupada 他来到了美国。那么在美国这个地方呢，所有的人都特别的堕落。但是呢而且也非常的罪恶，但是呢舒尔帕帕他从来都没有觉得他的地方有任何的恐惧的心理，他觉得所有的人都是他的好朋友。
And because Prabhupada had that vision that Krishna is in everyone's heart, he could make other people become devotees of Krishna.
那么就是因为舒拉帕帕他有这样的一种视域，他知道 Krishna 在所有人的内心之中，所以呢他才可以把其他的人也都变成了 Krishna 的奉献者。
Even, you know, those of us who were, you know, very much addicted to all kinds of sinful activities.
那么虽然我们大部分的人都非常的执着于各种各样的罪恶的活动。
Just seeing the love, you know, that Prabhupada had for everybody, that it would change people.
但是呢就看着Srila Prabhupada他对所有的人所展现出来的这种爱就可以把人给转化。
Because Prabhupada knew everyone is part and parcel of Krishna and Krishna loves everyone.
因为Srila Prabhupada知道所有的人都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，而且 Krishna 是爱着所有的人。
So the demigod worshippers in the purport Prabhupada mentioned, it's great endeavor to follow the Vedic way of worshipping demigods. So many details and rituals and everything have to be done.
那所以说呢，在今天这个世界的这个要旨里面呢，就讲到了很好的一种方式呢，就是按照韦达经的这个训导去 去崇拜半神人，那么在这里面呢，有很多的仪式化，有很多的细节需要去考虑。
But in the end, you know, no matter how much material gain they get, they'll just have to take birth again in the material world.
但是最后，无论他们得到了多少物质上的拥有和获得，但到最终呢，还是需要再次在这个物质世界来投生。
So we know Krishna says in the next verse.The demigod worshippers, they may take birth among the demigods, but that's also temporary. And although it's much less, there's still birth, death, disease, and old age. There's still anxiety. But the worshippers of Krishna go to Krishna. This is something that Krishna promises again and again in Bhagavad Gita.
那么在这个不在今天这个世界后面这个世界里面呢 ，Krishna 又讲到了那些崇拜半神人的人。最后呢会回到半神人的星球去，但是呢他依然还会经历生老病死，那么虽然说和这个在地球上的这种生老病死他所经历的这个量要少。
Janya Charitamrita so many times Nectar Devotion is describing all the different you know relationships and different levels of ecstasy and everything, it's all there, so we want to look what happens to someone whoYou know, just like in mature world, what happens to someone who takes care of their health, eats properly, exercises every day? More likely they'll be more healthy, right?
那你比如说在所有的这些这个经典里面，比如说《薄伽梵歌》、《圣典薄伽瓦坛》、《Chaitanya Charitamrita》，甚至于在这个奉爱的甘露里面，都给我们讲述了很多的，就是如果这个人听了这个逍遥时光或者是遵循了这件事情之后他会得到一个什么样的结果，那么在这个奉爱的甘露里面呢也很好的逐一的给我们分析了当人他达到了不同的这个境界的时候他会从事什么样的他会达到一种什么样的极乐的这种境界，所以说呢就这些都是给我们一些非常细节的一种信息，告诉我们如果要是这么做了的话呢会是一种什么样的状态，那么就好像是一个特别的注重养生的一个人，那么他为了要得到一个养生的结果，那么他肯定他也是会去从事很多的这个健康方面的这些活动，比如说吃健康的食品啊，或者是去做体育锻炼啊等等。
So like Prabhupada said, you know, he told us if you stick to the vows, you chant your 16 rounds every day.And follow the four leader principles, and you know he'll make sure we get back to Krishna.
那么就像舍勒帕帕他给我们讲的一样，是我们一定要去信守我们的誓言，然后呢每天去念诵十六圈，然后每天呢去遵循四项规范原则。如果我们要是这么做的话，我们就一定能够回到守圣的身边。
Of course, you know chanting around.We do have that little catch that without offense, we have to be chanting attentively and rendering service to the devotees and all these different things. But that's just natural. When someone is chanting properly, we want to serve Krishna. We want to chant more.
那我们在当然在念诵的时候呢，我们一定要注意一个小的细节，就是要非常专注的念诵，要在没有冒犯的那种心态下去念诵。那么非常自然的一种状态就是当我们很好的去念诵的时候呢我们就想要去为 Krishna 做更多的服务，并且呢我们也希望能够不断的更多的去念诵了。
So it's, you know, it's like what happens if you get on the train to Shanghai and you stay on the train you'll get to Shanghai, right?
那么比如说我们要这个坐火车去上海，如果要是坐上了这个去上海的火车，只要登上了这辆车，就一定能够到上海，对吧
？And that's why when you're getting on the train, they check your ticket so many times to make sure you're getting on the right train.
那也就为什么，就当你上了这车以后呢，他们会反复不断的去查你的这个票，然后呢，要确保你现在是不是真的坐上了这个对的这辆车，去对的地方。
So we need association with devotees so they can check and make sure we're doing the right thing and we're progressing in the right direction and we really know where we want to go is to become a servant of Krishna. That's the world as a servant of Krishna.
Sorry, that's the word? The
spiritual world means everyone is trying to serve Krishna and everyone is trying to help everybody else to serve Krishna.
Okay. 那么我们当和奉献者在联谊的时候呢，这个奉献者他所做的事情就是帮助我们在不断的查票，然后在不断的在帮助我们看我们是不是走在这条正确的这个道路上，然后呢再有这个对的这个进程，然后呢能够确保我们能够去到 Krishna 那里。那么灵性世界的意思也就意味着是做 Krishna 的仆人，而且呢每一个人都希望去做 Krishna 的仆人，而且每一个人也都希望帮助其他的人能够成为 Krishna 的仆人。
So Lord Chaitanya says Ekala Ishkar Krishna. There's only one master, one, that's Krishna.
那么这些丹尼尔马哈佛他就说呢，Ishkar Krishna， 也就是说只有一个主，那么那个主呢就是 Krishna。
And our sub-bricha, everyone else is a servant.
其他的所有的人呢都是仆人。
And the first thing Lord Chaitanya taught to Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan, you know, of course, was a great scholar in Sanskrit and many other languages, and in Srimad Bhagavatam and everything. But he said, I don't even know who I am. People are thinking I'm a great pundit, but I don't know who I actually am myself.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢对 Sanatan Goswami 进行了一番教导。那 Sanatan Goswami 他本人呢是一位非常伟大的学者，他精通梵文以及精通其他的很多的语言，精通哲学。但是他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，他说别人呢都觉得我是一位伟大的 pandit， 一位伟大的学者，但是我自己连我自己是谁我都不知道。
So Lord Chaitanya answered with one sloka actually that we should all know.
然后 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就回答了Sanatan Goswami 这个问题，他回答的这个问题的这首 sloka 就这首诗呢就变成了一个我们大家所有的人都应该去传唱的这首诗。
It's very simple, it's in Bengali, but the words we all know. Jivara Swarupoi.
Jivara Swarupoi， 那这是孟加拉语，很简单。
So Jivara means the soul, the Jiva.
Jivara 的意思是灵魂 ,Jiva.
And Swarup means form.
Swarup 的意思是形象。
And Nichara means, Nichara Krishna Das, Nichya means eternal.
Nichara Krishna Das, Nichya 的意思是永恒的。
And we're all named Krishna Das, so...We know what that means, a servant of Krishna. Everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna.
那我们都被以这个 Krishna Das 这样的名字而命名，我们都应该理解这个名字的意思是什么。也就是说呢，它的意思是 Krishna 的仆人，也就意味着我们所有的人都应该是 Krishna 的仆人。
Whatever way we're serving Krishna, that's, you know, there's so many different ways everybody is serving, just like within our society.Everybody is serving, but in so many different ways.
那么每一个人呢，都在以各种各样不同的方式在进行着服务。那在我们的这个社团里面呢，所有的人都在服务，但是所有的人呢，都是以各种各样的方式在服务着。
So, but everyone is serving. When we're all in a mood of service, service to the devotees, because that's a pleasing way to serve Krishna.Then everything goes very, very nicely, and everybody will be very happy.
但是所有的人呢都是处于服务的这个心态之中，那么所有的人呢都在服务着奉献者。那么服务奉献者呢是非常好的一种服务的方式，实际上它也是对 Krishna 的一种服务。那当我们这样不断的去做服务的时候呢，我们就会变得非常的开心和快乐，所有的人也都会变得开心和快乐。
That's the You know, the spiritual world, everyone is trying to serve Krishna.
那么这个呢就是灵性世界，因为在灵性世界里面也就是所有的人都在努力着为 Krishna 而服务。
Okay, let's see if we have any questions. It's nice Friday morning.
那么现在是周五，我们看看大家有没有任何的问题。 的罪。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，如果要是大家有任何的问题的话，那真的可以就是提上来了，因为可能在线。Oh， I see the questions now. The question from Free and Easy Mataji， 顶拜老师和翻译。老师，您是感冒了吗？要更多的注意身体。在《薄伽梵歌》第七章的第九诗节 ，Prabhupada 的要旨里有这样一段话：人的寿命长短也归于 Krishna。人可凭借 Krishna 的恩慈延长或缩短自己的寿命，可见 Krishna 知觉在每个方面都是能够，都是能够，是，我们应该怎样的去理解这句话呢？是不是说我想活到200岁就去祈祷，我不想活了也去祈祷，只要祈求 Krishna 的恩慈就行了？ Krishna 知觉在每个方面都是能动活跃的，这具体是什么意思呢？期待您的答案，感恩您。This question is from Free and Easy Mataji. She said, "Answer, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. May I ask you if you have a cold? Please do be very mindful about your physical health situation. Please take very good care of yourself."
Thank and, you. It's just going away. It's still there.
现在就关于老师感冒的这个问题呢，是现在已经感冒好了，但是现在还有最后一点点的这个需要恢复的地方。So then the question part is that she said that in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 verse number 9 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that the length of the life of a person actually is also encouraged by the Lord. And a person can rely on theGrace of the Lord to prolong or reduce the life. So in that case, every aspect of the Krishna consciousness is very dynamic and active, active. So what is the right way to understand this statement? Does that mean that if I want to have a life to 200 years, then I just go ahead to pray to the Lord that I want to have that length. But, and if I don't want to continue my life, I also go to pray in front of the Lord to finish my life. Is this the way to understand it? And also, here is that about every aspect of the Krishna consciousness is dynamic and active.This what that mean? Thank you very much.
Okay, well the lifespan, of course, everything is due to Krishna.
那么当然呢，就是所有的一切都是由 Krishna 所掌控的。
He is the supreme controller. So when we're born, we have a particular lifespan already given by our karma, but that's under the control of Krishna.
那么他呢是一个至尊的控制者。那么当我们在出生的时候呢，其实我们已经根据我们的业报。有了一个定数的我们的生命的长短，但是这个呢是由 Krishna 所控制的。
So, but not that we just say, "Oh, Krishna, I want to live longer." But if someone, for instance, lives very carelessly, always intoxicated and risking, you know, they may die sooner than their.
Oh, than their karma? Do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, 但是呢。
You know, by the way they live.
Yeah. 但是呢，并不意味着我们想活得长点儿，就去跟 Krishna 去祈祷，我能够长命百岁。但是呢，如果要是一个人他过着一个非常的糜烂的一种生活，总是让自己纸醉金迷的这种状态的话，那他也许可能他就会比他本来在业报的状态下能够活的时间要活得更短。
And if some of these yogis who never eat and they do pranayama and they breathe, hardly ever, then they may live many, very, very long in this body.
那么还有一些瑜伽师呢，这些瑜伽师他们可能也不怎么吃饭，然后呢，他们只是去进行一些呼吸的pranayama 的一些练习 那他就能够在他的这个躯体里面活很长的时间。
So you can, but nobody's not concerned with how long you're going to live because nobody knows.
但是呢，作为一位奉献者，他其实根本就不关心自己到底能活多长的时间，因为没有人知道自己能够活多长时间。
We should be concerned with the quality of our life,
那
pray
么
to
我
God that we can live, in His service, we can live with proper consciousness.
那我们我们的这个生活的这个质量，就是我们的是不是一直是在一个要去为他做服务的这样的一种意识状态中去生活？
Then, so that means Krishna consciousness is active. Krishna is everywhere. Whatever we're doing, whatever activity we're doing, Krishna is in the heart, and Krishna is arranging everything according to our desires and different activities.
那
But
么关于
no one
Krishna，
should pray for a shorter or longer life. We should pray for a proper life.
那么关于就是这个 Krishna 知觉的每个方面的都是活跃的这个理解，就是因为 Krishna 呢，他是无处不在的，他是在所有的这些活动中都存在的，我们在每一个方面都能够看到 Krishna 的这种临在，所以这样的方式呢，表现了他的这种活跃。那么，当我们在向 Krishna 祈祷的时候呢，我们不应该向他祈祷着我们能够活得更长，而是要让向他祈祷着我们能够一个更加恰当的生活方式。
Like we have one story, there was one king, I can't remember, and he was helping the demigods. He was fighting on behalf of the demigods and helping them very much, so they were very pleased with him.
比如说有一个故事，就是一个国王的故事，我不记得这个国王的名字是什么了。但是呢，他呢，帮了很多半神人的忙，然后帮这个半神人去，helping the demigod to what to fight and to。
He was fighting to help the demigods.
OK，就是他呢，就是通过打仗啊、作战呢、啊，来帮助半神人，从而呢，他就很好的取悦了半神人。
So after the victory, they offered him benediction.
所以呢，在这个战争打胜了之后呢，这些半神人们呢就向他赐福。
And he said, I want to know how long I am going to live.
然后呢，他就说呢，我想知道我能够活多久。
So they told him, you only live a few more minutes. Your lifespan is almost over.
然后半神人就对他说呢，你也就只能再活几分钟了，你的这个命数呢已经到了。
So there he was with the demigods, they were offering him benediction, but he didn't ask, well, I have to live longer. I want to enjoy now. I've been working hard. He just said, he immediately went to earth and surrendered to Krishna at some temple. He knew he was going to live only a few minutes, so he surrendered to Krishna.
Okay. He come to the earth and serve in the temple. I'm sorry, I didn't get
Yeah,
that part.
he surrendered.
Okay. 那么就是那么当他知道了他自己只有几分钟好活之后呢，他并没有对半神人们说那因为你看我这么努力的帮你们打仗，然后打赢了，现在就请你赐我更长命百岁的这个好好的这个。这个享受的这个日子吧，他没有这么说，而是呢，他立刻来到了这个地球上，然后呢，这个在庙里面服务，然后以这样的方式呢，向 Krishna 进行了即刻的皈依。
Or Prickett Marge. He knew he had only 1 week to live, so he surrendered to Krishna.
比如说，像我们的 Parikshita 王，他知道他就只有一个星期的命数了，所以呢，他把这个时间用来向 Krishna 皈依。
So what we hear is we don't know, if we have 100 years or 200 years or 1 million years or 1 minute. So we should be trying to surrender to Krishna all the time. Then we'll be happy no matter what, whether we live long or short, it won't make any difference.
那么对于我们来说呢，我们不知道我们到底还有100年呢，还有200年呢，还有1000年呢，还有100万年的这个命数啊，或者还只有1分钟的这个命数啊。但是我们应该怎么做呢？我们就应该随时随刻的都应该想着去为 Krishna 做服务，要向 Krishna 皈依。因为如果是这样的一种状态的话，那我们就始终会让自己处在一个非常快乐的一种状态下，无论我们什么时候死去。
Okay.
Yes. So the next question. The next question is still from Free and Easy Mataji. 老师，为什么我们说只有奉爱服务是最好的？只有奉爱服务可以将业报连根拔起，可以让我们回归守神呢？So my question is that why we always say that only the devotional service is the best, and only the devotional service can help us to completely clear out our karmic reaction and make us to go back to the Lord.
Because that's the fact.
因为这就是事实。
And that's what Krishna says.
而且这也是 Krishna 所说的。
Bhakti mama vijanati yavanyaschasmitasvata. Krishna says that only by bhakti, you know. Otherwise, other things create karma.
那么 Krishna 他就说呢，只有通过 Bhakti 才能够清除业报，那么其他的所有的事情都只能够去创造业报。
Pious activities and worshipping the demigods and everything will create more karma. But bhakti is beyond the karma and it's connecting us. Bhakti is the ultimate, that's the activity of the spiritual world.
但是，比如说呢，像虔诚的活动啊，像崇拜半神呐、啊，所有的这些也都是会去产生业报的。但只有呢，bhakti 它是不会产生业报的。而且呢，就这种 bhakti，也就是这种服务，是在灵性世界所进行的活动。
All right.
Yes. The next.
Okay. Next.
From Ramananda Mataji，现实中人们既想从事灵性的活动，又担忧基本的生存，有没有一种方法可以让受限制的灵魂做到平衡灵性和物质这样的活动呢？Please accept my very very humble obeisances to you, Sri Guru Maharaj. In the reality, that people want to perform some spiritual activities. However, at the same time, worries about the very basic survival conditions. Do you think there is a way for us to keep in a very balanced situation, to keep the conditional soul in a balanced situation, to balance the in-between of the spiritual and the material life?
Yeah, of course. That's what bhakti is all about.
No,
Arjuna did.
那当然就是这样，而且 Bhakti 整个的 Bhakti 它其实讲的都是这种平衡的概念，这也是 Arjuna 所做的事情。
In the 18th chapter, Krishna is saying that, you know, one can perfect his life by doing his prescribed duties.
那么
That is your path of life and you know, all these different things, but offering the results to Krishna, doing it for Krishna.
在薄伽梵歌的第18章里面，Krishna 就讲到了，那么一个人呢，他可以通过从事活动，让自己去从事，Bhakti 的这个服务，那怎么做呢？就是在 Krishna 知觉中去从事活动，然后并且把他活动的结果供奉给 Krishna。
That means by, you know, chanting the holy name, reading, following regular principles, but then we do our ordinary work also.
那也就意味着我们念诵圣名，我们追随四项基本原则，但与此同时呢，也去做我们世俗应该去从事的工作。
So when a devotee goes home, you know, they offer food to Krishna, they chant Hare Krishna. When a non-devotee goes, they work in the same job, but they go home and watch television and drink beer and eat, you know, whatever.
比如说呢，在这个同一个 工作岗位上的两个人，一个是奉献者，另外一个是非奉献者。那么这个奉献者他下班以后，他回家就会去念诵圣名，然后呢把烹制好的食物供奉 Krishna。 而非奉献者他回家以后呢，他就会看电视，然后吃肉喝酒喝啤酒。
So that's, you know, what we're trying to present all the time, that we don't have to be fanatic on either way. We have to balance, you know, not too much just working to get rich or, you know, something, but not giving up everything and just trying to chant all the time, because we're not on that platform.
所以呢，我们反复强调的一件事情呢，就是要让自己不要变成一个狂热分子，就是两方面两头都不要让自己变得狂热，不要一方面呢就是只是工作，使劲的为了要让自己更好的过上富裕的生活而没完没了没完没了的使劲工作，那这是一方面不应该做的事情。另外一方面呢，就是我们也不应该想着我现在只是要做的一件事情就是唱诵念诵，其他的什么事都不用做了。我们不能这么做的原因呢，是因为我们到现在为止还没有达到这样一个境界。
So it takes practice, but so many devotees are doing that.
当然就是我们是需要去进行练习，但是很多奉献者现在都是这么在做的。
We have to keep our mind on the goal is Krishna.
那我们应该呢把我们的这个心意一直专注在我们的目标上，这个目标呢就是 Krishna。
We want to be always trying to move towards Krishna with whatever we're doing.
那我们呢，无论在做什么的时候，我们总是有一个想法，就是我做的这件事情都是为了让我能够更加的接近 Krishna.
Something like riding a bicycle, you know, like it's very, I don't know if anybody can balance a bicycle standing still.
比如说就像是这个平衡一辆，就像这个骑自行车，我不知道有没有谁能够就是站静止的站在这个自行车上，然后呢让这个自行车处在一个平衡的状态。
No, but if you're moving, it's very easy.
比如说这个自行车它如果静止的时候呢，它是很难站稳的，但它如果要是动起来的话，就容易平衡了。
Recently, I was walking in Mayapur, and I saw one family, and the husband was riding a bicycle, and the child, and the wife evidently was just learning to ride the bicycle, so she would try to go, and she was scared, and she would only go a little ways and then stop.
You mean the husband and the wife, they riding two different bicycles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, different bicycles.
Right. OK, 那么我因为最近呢是在Mayapur，然后我就看到了一家人，那么这家人呢是丈夫呢带着孩子骑着一辆车，然后妻子呢是刚刚在学自行车，她在学的这个过程中呢就还有点胆怯，就是一会儿停下来，一会儿又往前走两步，一会儿停下来又往前走两步。
So she would going very slow because she was scared, but then she couldn't balance.
那她因为害怕，所以说呢她就骑得很慢，然后她因为她这个她就没办法去平衡这辆车。
So I told her, you know, if you go faster, it's much easier. to our mind, it thinks, no, if I go fast, it'd be more dangerous. But when you go fast, the bicycle automatically balances itself.
那然后对这个他的这个啊，如果要是骑车骑的稍微快点的话，那么这个车呢，自动的它就能够让自己平衡下来。那我们可能有的时候有这样一个想法，就是不能骑快，因为一骑快呢肯定就更危险，更容易摔着，但其实不是，因为这个自行车如果能够稍微骑得快一些的话呢，这个自行车自己就能够掌握好平衡。
So like that, you know, if we keep trying to move towards Krishna in the right way, carefully following the, you know, good association, and then we can balance very easily.
那所以说如果我们要是那如果我们要是在正确的这个方向向 Krishna 去接近的话，那也就是说比如说我们念诵啊，或者我们就是做这个应该做的这个事情啊，那么我们就会让自己处在一个平衡而且很快乐的状态中。
And then, you know, This is described many, many places, so we recommend. I recommend this, whoever is asking this question, read chapter 18 of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, this question is from Ramananda, Radha Ananda Mataji.
Yeah, right. Well, she's got a lot of questions. So read chapter 18 carefully.
Okay, Guru Maharaj 意思呢就是说请您很仔细的去阅读薄伽梵歌的第十八章。
Because it covers that very nicely in many places.
因为呢这一章里面的很多地方都非常好的回答了这个问题。
But of course, you know, read the purports.
那当然了是要阅读要旨。
Okay.
So the next question is from Govinda Nandini Mataji, 顶拜 Guru. 请问我们说我们的行为和 Guru Sadhu Sastra 保持一致，我们也说 Guru 是活动的经典，是活的经典。那是不是遇到问题问 Guru 就好了？ Sadhu 指的是所有的老师吗？那经典如果理解的不够深，误解了经典，做错了怎么办呢？可以把每一项具体的解释一下吗？以及我们该如何让自己的行为不偏离教导？感谢您。Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that we always say that our activities and behaviors need to be assimilated with the guru, sadhu, and sastra. We need to be as consistent with them. And we also know that Guru is the living sastra. So that means that if we encounter any issues, we just consult gurus will be all right. And also, who are the sadhus? Are they referred to all of the teachers? And in terms of the sastra part, if we cannot very profoundly to understand the meaning of the sastra, if we misunderstand the sastra, if we do wrong things, what to do, what to solve that issue. Is that okay for you to elaborate it a little bit more, each of these aspects about the guru, sadhu, and the sastra? And also, how can we guarantee that our behavior won't be deviated from this instruction? Thank you very much.
Well, that first place, we need Shastra. By Shastra, we can know who is the real guru and who is the sadhu.
那么我们首先呢，我们需要经典，因为通过这个经典呢，我们就知道谁是真正的 guru， 谁是真正的 sadhu。
And so we need all those things to help us stay in line.
那么所以说呢，我们就需要这个经典、咕噜和萨度来帮助我们能够始终在就是这个站在正确的地方。
So, like, how do we know who is a sadhu and who is a guru is by shastra. So once we've understood, like,that someone is a bona fide guru, then they're representing shastra. Of course, we can go to them.
那么我们是通过经典来聊，来认识了 guru 和 sadhu。那么当我们通过这个经典认识了这位是真正的正宗的 guru 的时候，那也就意味着他是代表着经典再去行事的。当我们看到这一点以后呢，我们就可以去请教他，去接近他了。
All right.
And also, she also asked about how can we, what do we do to be sure that our behavior won't be deviated from the instruction?
Follow the instructions.
Okay, 就是关于我们该如何让自己的行为不偏离教导的方法，就是去追随教导。
Associate with people who are following.
而且呢，去和那些在追随这些教导的人联谊。
You know, associate with people who are following.
我们和在追随教导的人们去联谊。
That's very important.
那这也是非常重要的一点。
萨杜桑嘎，萨杜桑嘎。
这个被称为叫萨杜桑嘎，圣人的联谊。So the next one.
Okay.
The next question is from Lianma Mataji. Hare Krishna, 早晨好。中国和印度有时差，早晨奉献者是按中国的时间还是按照印度的时间来做服务呢？ Hare Krishna, good morning. There is a time difference in between of China and India. So, for devotees who are doing the morning programs, do we follow the Indian time or the Chinese time?
If you're in China, you follow the Chinese time.
如果你要是在中国的话呢，你就应该按中国时间来做服务。
And if you're in India, you follow the Indian time.
如果你要是在印度的话呢，那你就按印度时间来做服务。
And of course, it's person by person. Like some people have a job where they work from 6 o'clock in the morning until noon or something. So.And work from midnight until 8 o'clock in the morning, so then they have to adjust things.
But, 而且呢，还有呢，就是这个要根据个人的情况来看。那有些人呢，可能是上早班的，他可能每天早上6点钟一直到这个就要去开始上班，一直上到中午。那还有的人呢，可能是从凌晨上班上到早上8点。所以说呢，要根据自己的这个时间段去安排自己的这个服务时间。
But we know Prabhupada, he followed the time of wherever he was, you know.
但是说巴巴他告诉我们的就是无论我们在哪儿，我们只要去遵循当地的那个时间去做服务就好了。
Okay.
Okay, the next question from Harivansa Prabhu. 现代人的物质享乐更多的来源于当下的个人努力工作和学习，怎么没有看到半神人和神的崇拜呢？是不是就算个人享乐和半神人崇拜也没关系？ In the modern world, people rely on their hard work and hard study to collect more material enjoyment. So we didn't really see the modern people has theworshipping activities to the demigods or to any of the gods. So in this case, the enjoyment of the individuals actually has nothing to do with the worship of the demigods anymore.
Well, yeah, they don't worship the demigods anymore.
是这样的，就是现在的人呢，已经不再去崇拜半神了。只有一些人，少数人会去崇拜半神人。
They pray to Buddha, they pray to Krishna, they pray to Ganesh, they pray to Jesus, Muhammad. They pray to somebody, not everybody.
那么有一些人呢，他比如说会向佛陀去祈祷啊，会向 Krishna 祈祷啊，会向这个Ganesh 祈祷啊，或者是向穆罕默德祈祷啊，向耶稣基督祈祷啊。会向某人去祈祷，但是并不是所有的人都会这么做。
But ultimately, it's up to their karma. So some people, like two people, work very, very hard in the same job, and one person, you know, will succeed, another person won't, because karma is a factor.
但是其实呢，每个人都在受着自己业报的影响。比如说，两个人在从事完全同样的工作，努力度也是一样的，但是其中一个人呢就大获成功，而另外一个人呢依然还是这个平平的状况。所以呢，这个的主要的影响因素是个人的这个业报在影响。
Or two people will graduate from the same school with the same scores and everything, but one will get a very good job and one will never find a job.
或者说两个人呢在同样一所大学里面毕业，而且呢他们俩的这个分数也是一样的，但是其中一个人呢找了一个特别好的工作，而另外一个人呢就这工作就很糟糕。
So that's because karma.
那么这就是因为是业报导致的。
The invisible factor.
这些呢都是不可见的因素。
So, you know, many people, they do worship demigods and they even...Buddhist worship, I don't know in China, but in Thailand, Buddhist people worship Brahma and Ganesh and everybody, you know. And whoever they're worshiping, if they're just after material gain, that comes because of your karma anyway.
那么有很多人呢，他是崇拜半神人的。我不知道在中国的这个佛教徒是怎么样，但是在泰国的这些佛教徒呢，他们也会去崇拜像毗神，还有像婆罗诃摩这样的这个半神人。但然后呢，就是他们通过这个崇拜，然后得到了一些这个物质的拥有。但是其实这些物质的拥有的获得呢，其实也是根据他自己本身也应该有的这个业报而得到的。
But it's better to worship somebody and have faith, even if it's not the pure devotion, because gradually they might come to the higher stages than just thinking my own hard work, you know, like the demons think I've conquered this, I've conquered that.Or they, you know, I have this power, I don't need any help. That's not good.
Sorry, Maharaj. Earlier you said that would be better to worship those
It's better to worship Krishna or whoever you worship, even if it's for material gain, than to not worship, because by worshiping, one might get purified.
Okay, so we...哪怕是为了想要得到一些物质的拥有，那么我们最好呢也是去崇拜 Krishna， 而不要去崇拜其他。因为在通过崇拜 Krishna 的这个，即便是我们想要得到一些即便是我们想得到一些这个物质上的获得，但是这个崇拜的这个过程也会让我们逐渐的变得被净化。
One can get faith in a higher, you know, power.
因为人他可以通过一种更高的这种力量去获得信心。
Okay.
Yes. So that's all of the questions.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
See you again soon.
Yes.然后期待着很快能够再见。Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Just a minute. Oh, Krishna. Suo yo fu yong yao guwe yu ju wei de feng shang jie.
Wow. Yeah.So good.
You pronounce it right that time, though, right?
Yeah. The pronunciation is beautiful. Nice.
I'm going to keep trying till I get up to speed like you people. Okay. At least I could say one thing besides Shay Shay. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj 说呢，用中文刚才说了，所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。然后他说呢，他还会努力的这个练习中文。然后现在呢，他至少除了谢谢之外呢，还会说更多的中国话了。
Krishna wants to show me for sure that I'm not Krishna. You know, Krishna is fluent in all languages.
那么首先 ，Krishna 呢，他是精通所有的语言。
All languages.
对 ，Krishna 他精通所有的语言。
You know, that is a phenomenal thing.
那这是一个非常这个显而易见的事儿。
Even birds and animals.
那么就连这个 you mean Krishna knows the bird's language and animal's language.
All languages.
Yeah. 那么就Krishna 他也懂兽语，懂鸟言。
For me, Krishna wants me to know for sure that I'm not Krishna, so.Every few weeks, you know, I'm in a country with a different language, and I don't never know the language.
那么 Krishna 呢？他想让我知道我一定不是 Krishna。那所以说呢，他会让我就是每两周呢，可能就会让我去一个不同的国家，然后每一个国家呢，大家都说不同的话。我呢，对于那个国家的话呢，就一点都不懂。
So I'll probably have to take many births in all these different languages so I can.You know, try to actually do some preaching in these countries. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj，那所以 Maharaj 刚才说呢，就是可能我也需要投身很多次在这些国家，然后呢才能够学习这些国家的语言，才能够在这些国家里面进行传教。
OK，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna Maharaj，外宽大之音，服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常的感谢 Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，感恩萨提玛的吉。为我们安排的这么好的平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周五，Hare Krishna。哦，这个问题。